I am Shazia Sikander. I am a visual artist. I have been working with an art form which is called the Neo Miniature, which looks at Central South Asian manuscript painting traditions and interfaces them with contemporary international art practices. I am always interested in this sort of in-between space, and femininity is a metaphor for that space. It suggests the power of the unknown, something that's never fully translatable. Mystery becomes a guiding principle. For me, it's a very generative idea. But I also think that if I translate that idea as the feminine, it becomes as a resistance to the expected. What are those social forces that are surrounding women, surrounding their decision-making, that enact a certain type of narrative or erasure or lack of representation? How are women negotiating all these situations with power? Private inner encounters or dreams, fantasies, like all these things knitting together have an effect on each other. And I think the broader search perhaps is for the exploration of feminine power. You trust in the act itself, that in the act of painting, in the act of drawing, things that will come out are happening because all of this stuff has been percolating. And also there is a trust in the act itself because there's practice there too. This collective space of the female offers redemptive possibilities. And that I often think is like, it's a place which gives versus things that are extractive. I want to believe that the function of art is that it will allow multiple possibilities and multiple meanings. And then when it does that, it's opening up space. And when it opens up space, then you're hoping that it opens up space for a more equitable representation or a more just world. Even if it's inching towards it, that momentum is critical. How you experience art or how you respond to it, how you interpret it, it remains an open-ended premise. So as an artist, I think it's my intent to create something exciting and wondrous. But at the same time, with many possible associations, something that can generate ideas, but can also produce difference. The individual is part of the process, but it's always something that is beyond, it's like the collective space. And I think when you think of it in that way, the work has to align itself in its participation with community. And I think that's really important for young artists, is to have that sense that they are participating with others, how to build those bridges, how to have value in the collective space. I think that's very important for women, to have like a network of support and to collaborate with other women. Like, I found those spaces to be incredibly empowering. Human beings have so many different stories to tell. Art is also how we learn to tell stories about our respective truths. But then in that process, what happens is that we can negotiate a place in the world for future generations. So when I think of it in that way, that storytelling becomes an incredibly empowering tool. That's something that I think it's great to keep at the forefront, regardless of what age, as a practicing artist. So I do advise the young generation or my students what it means to think of creativity as a catalyst. It can open up not just your creativity, but its implementation on the agency of community, like how you choose to define your community, how you cultivate a belief in humanity, but in the knowledge that no matter what you're doing and making, you know, it's never isolated, that it is something that you make, you consume, you give back. Everything has consequence. It has resonance, which is going to be beyond our immediate lives. So when you think of it in this way, you're already playing with different generations. You're playing with time. Work is not just happening. It's happening in the moment, but it has consequences. So then when you think of it, then it enables you to take power and transform whatever little that you can. It's just realigning how you imagine what creativity is.